the boys are in town.
Mm-hmm. We haven't been out of town, so we can't be back.
Well, we've never been in town.
That's true.
Us three, the trifecta.
The boys are always in town.
Do you guys want to talk about the news of the weeks?
Wait, I thought Garrett does news.
Well, I brought news.
Okay.
Garrett inspired me this week in the news.
that's not how you say it, though.
That's how I say it. Different anchors do it a different way.
Say, yo, boys, have you heard the news this week?
Oh, see, that's frat Chad news.
Yo, Shaka, dude, have you heard the news this week? Anyway, carry on.
Anyway.
Wait, Garrett probably has some news. You want to let him go first?
Do you have news?
No, I don't have any
Okay,
news.
Okay, good, because I brought it.
Okay.
News of the week. You guys heard about the shit plane?
Oh, yes, we heard of
the shit plane?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard
of it. Morgan's so off-grid.
I love
Morgan's
how he never knows anything about the news,
he's
dude.
He's so off-grid.
Oh, sorry, I'm busy grinding.
Let me give you a quick breakdown of the shit plane. 2 hours into a flight bound for Barcelona out of Atlanta, a plane had to return because of a biohazard.
Oh, the poo-poo plane.
Yes.
Say it right.
Dude. There was reportedly diarrhea. This is exactly, they have a recording of the plane calling
in. Oh, I've seen the video. It's
they
gnarly.
Call in to like the flight deck and they're like, we have a diarrhea all through the plane. Was there exactly?
Oh, have you seen the video of the walkthrough?
The video.
It's fucking
wait,
insane.
There's a video walkthrough of diarrhea on the
plane? Yeah.
So the entire aisle, the pictures showed, this was like after the attempted cleanup, but mm-hmm. there's literally towels and dark stains through the entire aisle of the plane.
They got to stop putting fucking Taco Bells in airports, I swear to God.
And reports from one of the persons on the plane was as follows. Holy shit, that shit was fucked.
Holy shit, that shit was crazy.
Yeah. That sounds like the most Morgan statement I've ever heard.
Dude, did we get a...
Yeah, we're on site with our first responder. First guy to get off the plane, Morgan's just like, holy shit, that shit was fucked.
Wait, did we get a meal breakdown?
So there are questions and things.
They're only 2 hours in the flight. They aren't even serving meals.
Yeah, there are things we don't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, did like what happened?
Oh, what they ate before. Yeah.
I will say this. If I had to imagine the wanted plane? Poster for this person.
Wanted poster?
Yeah.
There's shit on the camera.
I can just see kind of a combination of, like, morgue with, like, Kevin Malone from The Office. Like, if you mash those into one person, sweating, looking worried.
I could see all three of us just standing next to each other in one mugshot. What are you talking about?
Other questions that weren't answered. They never said if it was he or she.
It was a she. Confirmed.
Confirmed she?
Yep.
That's confirmed breaking. She?
That's breaking news. It's a she.
I heard that today, actually.
What were they wearing?
I'm news guy. I'm news guy.
What were they wearing to allow this much shit to come out? Because if you saw the skirt. Pictures, it is a literal...
It only made sense once I heard it was a female, because she had to be wearing a dress or a skirt. If it's a guy, like, your jeans aren't spouting that much
mass.
No,
you're wearing some 2000s boxers and, like, some cargo shorts.
Wait, was it... Do we know if it was one temple run to the fucking...
Yeah, it was a
it was just
person.
One... Yeah, she wasn't going back and forth.
Okay, because if it's back and forth...
And we have her name and address, actually, if you'd like us to report that.
Yeah, please do.
Because I'm news guy.
I heard someone say that I'm waiting for the... Because what was it? The I'm not real lady. She came out with her thing, like, apologizing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, I can't wait for this one.
For it's
like
her that redemption video.
What was her apology?
You didn't see her
He thing? Was real. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. She was just like, oh, I'm sorry about my actions.
Did you know, see one of the other ones, though?
Which ones?
See,
other ones of
we always get our conspiracy shit.
Oh, that it's not really her.
No, someone ran to her in an airport and she was literally like, I can't comment on any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like, I also saw a thing that she apparently lives like 3 blocks from TMZ headquarters. So they're like, this is just a plant of a person. It's not even
it could
real
be
person.
That could easily be a plot.
You think it's election distraction?
Well, now we're going dude, another
episode. I'll be here all week, dude. Let's go. No, how do we get back to the election?
Been here all decade.
How do we get back to the election?
There
here?
He is. We were on dude, something and he dude, just jumps off.
They're distracting
okay.
us.
Okay. Yep. If you give a moose a bridge, he'll jump off.
Yeah.
It.
If you give an alarm, a sprinkler.
I think this happens mostly because it was out of Atlanta.
Definitely. If that has some serious weight to it.
Like if you had to pick an airport that someone was going to have diarrhea out of, rank them.
Texas.
Texas, yeah, they know how to handle their stuff.
If they had
they're all
airports,
fat.
If they had dude, airports in South Dakota, I'd go there, but they don't.
Mm. Texas is like a half fart away from shitting your pants every time.
Yeah, that's a good one. A half fart away from shitting your pants. Yeah. That's me daily on the moment by moment. Basis.
San Francisco, I think it's just like the shit. It's just like the shit capital.
Homeless
right
people
now.
Don't fly though.
No, but yeah. It's the shit is in the air. You smell shit. You're shit. Just, you have.
Could
to
you
shit.
Imagine?
I think Mexico's got to be the shit capital of the world.
Dude, Mexico.
In terms of getting the shits.
Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah. They probably have a better
I
way
threw
of,
up on it, like, nonstop. I had to move my seat, which I had checked in a minute after to secure a nice front seat. Mm-hmm. Had to request to sit in the very back seat next to the lavatory, they call it, because I was vomiting violently the entire time.
I actually forgot to say this other quote that I saw from the thing. It wasn't that bad until all the throw up bags got filled up and then they had to go on the floor.
No.
Wait, what?
No, that
you made that up. You made that up. I know you had to.
That is good.
Pass me another bag.
Everyone's just fucking flowing.
No, but it made more sense once I found out it was a female because...
Are we sure? Because they love
100%
shit.
Sure.
Really? That's... I just had this person made up in my head that I imagined.
No, I know exactly. It definitely looked like Morgan in my mind, but... Okay, just imagine Morgan with a miniskirt.
Imagine Morgan after he's gotten too much gluten.
We don't have confirmation that it's actually a woman, but they were...
They're wearing a skirt.
They looked like a woman.
Okay, wait, so we actually don't know if it was a woman?
No, it really was.
It was, yeah. Okay. And you're telling me a picture didn't get out of this girl?
That is one of the things, like, okay.
You're telling me we kept the ship poopoo playing girl secret?
Wait a second. Let me put you in a scenario here. You're on a plane.
There's poop all over it.
You see someone sprinting down the aisle.
You also don't see them until they pass your seat.
And you don't really know what's happening, right? But even let's say you do know what's happening. You see them shit instantly.
I get up out of
first. Is your first thought, because you're in an aisle seat.
Yeah.
You're in the death zone. Is your first thought, I need to get my phone out and record this? Or holy fuck, there's shit coming my way.
Dude, I'm standing up. I'm fucking close
Morgan,
cam.
Morgan, you're absolutely. Your eye mask.
These people were all in like literal sick health from the smell of this.
Morgan's wearing an eye mask asleep in the window seat. He's not sleeping.
Dude, if she water bombs fucking half the plane, I'm close.
Someone wakes Morgan up and he's like, we're back in Atlanta. And they're like, what the fuck? He's like, what the fuck? I thought we were in Barcelona.
Problem.
Yeah. He's like, it smells like my
bedroom.
Let's
just take off.
It smells like my bedroom. What the fuck's going on?
All right.
On?
If I'm in like 26C, I might try to get my cam out if I'm like middle of the plane.
I don't think anyone saw this coming.
Yeah. It's not something you could really prepare.
It was
for.
A girl sitting there violently ill. She starts shitting her pants. She sprints to the fucking bathroom. No one had a chance to get up.
Yeah, no, but the shit trail stops where her seat is, you know?
No,
there's one 16-year-old that's like, yo.
No, people knew who it was, but I don't think she got out of that bathroom.
Yeah, you think she came back to
her
seat?
Oh, you don't think she got out? She might have stayed in the bathroom.
You think she came back to her seat?
Oh, you think you're going
to
walk back, trance over your own diarrhea in the middle of the fucking plane? As the plane turns around, makes an emergency biohazard landing in Atlanta?
You think you're going to hopscotch your way through your own shit trail?
You're saying, I will Venmo any of these hostesses, any of these stewardesses, $1,000 to let me stay in this until the plane lands.
Yeah, I'm not skipping over my shit to go back to fucking 26.
No, she was never seen.
Okay, well, God bless.
I like to think she was with her family.
I would like to imagine that.
That would be good.
One of the other fucked up parts of it that I read is that, so it was obviously delayed flight. You're going to Barcelona for a vacation. They actually cleaned that plane and then they reboarded it.
Same day.
It was like 5 hours later. Oh my God. All the people were like, oh, they did such a good job. I'm like, you didn't do that good a job.
They interviewed the post plane, the post shit plane. Oh my. Could you imagine?
They said everyone was applauding the cleaning.
Well, that one was also going from Atlanta to Atlanta. So I'm not surprised.
Oh, okay.
Dude, imagine.
They didn't really care.
Ooh, that cleanup crew. Do you get a bonus for that? You have to, right?
No, that's just part of the job.
Yeah. I think they literally have to go there in like hazmat suits.
They had to hazmat, I think.
I don't think you could refly that plane same day.
They
dude.
Did.
Like, let me just paint a picture here. If you are,
could you
that's
think,
like that's
you
like think shitting your pants and wearing them same day.
You think you're getting my ass back on the ship plane? You got another thing coming,
dude. That's
if
like
if you come back out after you deboarded me. First of all, I'm leaving everything I own on that plane.
Yeah,
because I'm not waiting for it to deboard and people grab their fucking bags. Could you imagine how frustrated you are getting off a plane normally, just watching people being slow, and you're on the shit plane?
No, imagine
and
being
some
on
grandma's like trying to get up. You're like, fucking move. I would be climbing over chairs. And then they come back after all that and they say, okay, we cleaned the plane. It's good to go now. I'd be like, fuck you.
No, you know those five people that stay on after every flight that are on the connecting flight?
Mm-hmm.
You know there is at least like a couple of those guys. And they're just like, they're getting back
they got
on
them
it.
Off.
No, here's the thing though. If you're on a plane cleanup crew, mm-hmm. and they say whip out the fucking hazmat suits, you're like, oh, there was a biological terrorist attack on this plane.
Did they drop the oxygen mask?
Bitch who ate Burger King just shit everywhere.
I wonder if they should have.
Dude,
they didn't.
You think they dropped the oxygen mask?
I like. Well, it's just recirculating air though, isn't it?
It's better than the shit air.
No, they have a separate oxygen.
Oh, they have
tank.
Tanks for those.
Yeah. I think I'd like to think they dropped the air mask for that.
But I don't know if they have like
Do they have that much air? Like, how long does it last? Because it takes,
anything's better than poop air. Because
they were 2 hours out. They had to go 2 hours back.
It's enough air to get you 2 hours, for sure.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything's better than poop air.
I bet it's
anything is better.
I bet it's got to be enough for 2 hours.
No, wait. Can you?
I'd rather it be anthrax than poop.
Well, you might be right.
I would. I think I would. I don't know how it didn't turn into a shit and vomit plane. Because
How is there not more people?
Dude, I would have shit if somebody else shit. Somebody shits first.
You're just like, fuck it. Well,
we can do this now.
Oh, finally. I didn't know we could do this. I'm gonna shit.
I am one of those people. Like, if I see someone throw up or I smell throw up, I will throw up. But I don't know if I smell shit if I want to shit.
Oh no,
come on. If I smell shit, I'm shitting.
I'm gay.
I mean, if I don't smell shit, I'm shitting. But I mean,
yeah, no. If I smell somebody else's shit, I know it's time to shit.
That's true.
Yeah,
it does kind of like wet your whistle a little bit to the idea.
Can you think of one other thing?
What's your backdoor whistle, your leather whistle.
Yeah. I mean, where else do I whistle out of?
Can you think of one other thing that you get shit on and you use same day?
My own ass.
That's like you shit your pants, you wash them, and you're like, oh, let me fucking put these.
Well, you throw them away. You can't throw away a plane.
Yeah.
That's true.
Anything else you get shit on, you throw it away.
Like, just that logic's kind of fucked up.
Maybe your car?
If you shit on your own bed. You'd wash everything besides the mattress and you'd sleep on it the same night.
Yeah. But if I shit my car, I get a new car.
No, would you? I don't think you wouldn't. Your car smells like shit.
Okay. Everyone else.
Yeah, most people.
No, if someone gets shit on my child, I'd throw my child away. Like anything.
Yes.
Yeah, that's dumpster worthy.
Yeah.
Especially if they're not
born
yet.
Get a new one. I'm out.
Like if they shit a bus, if you shit a bus, you don't ride the bus that day, right?
But they're not getting rid of that bus, dude.
Okay, first of all, the bus one, that's like every week news story.
Yeah, that's
shit bus.
That's
shit bus.
Butt bus.
Cum bus.
That happens.
Cum bus and shit bus.
That same story happens on a bus.
Or I'm on a different Pornhub. I don't know.
That same story happens on a bus 15 times a day in New York City. No news.
Yeah, butt bus is frequent in the cities.
Yeah, but that was shit plane.
Okay. That was shit plane.
This is another big one I got for us. We've been talking about how we've been considering getting an OnlyFans. What's the angle for men? You know, how do men make it?
I'm excited for this.
I found one. Okay. Apparently, there's a scam that girls will do where they ask men and they say, I bet you can't do 40 push-ups.
Okay.
Us being guys, we're like, I can do 40 push-ups.
Of course.
And they're like, okay.
Not send me, but go ahead.
They film me and then film yourself doing 40 push-ups. So what guys will do is you put the camera down on the ground, do 40 push-ups. This is how they've already got you. You've already been got by the girls.
Credit card is in your back pocket. They see it.
No. What they want isn't what they want isn't to see you do the push-ups. They want the noise you're making while you're doing push-ups. Girls will then get rid of the video, use the sound. Girls flick off to like...
Really?
Really? There's a whole section of women who buy these noises.
Reverse OnlyFans?
Yeah.
We could do a little segment right now.
Why don't we just start an OnlyFans of us doing fucking push-ups? Or having sex with each other.
Yeah. Either one of the other. That's nothing in between.
Seems like it would make more money.
Can we just do a push-up OnlyFans?
It's not the push-ups.
Apparently, there are women. There's a huge... It's called grunting and whimpering purchases.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, whimpering...
Well, because you think once you get up towards like 38, it's like...
In the whimpering, I'll take care of that part. You guys grunt. You guys grunt.
Because a whimpering is like a quarter cry, right?
Have you seen me do a push-up?
Yeah, okay, like that? Yeah. But, wait, do we know the percentage of guys to girls on OnlyFans?
It's got to be 90-10.
What does it matter? We're praying on the 10.
Because this might be like something fucking... We could do this right now.
I'm telling you can do it. I already did the research. We're ready to rock.
Okay, just got to commit. See, that's an angle where we wouldn't even have to...
You don't have to show your face. You just have to sell... It's
I'll show my face doing push-ups or getting fucked by Garrett.
I'd almost rather show my face getting fucked by Morgan than do push-ups.
Yeah. I just wouldn't want to film. I wouldn't want someone to see my push-ups.
Why can I see
that
so quickly?
I'd rather someone see me getting fucked in the ass.
Why does it go straight to you?
Yeah, why does it go straight? But do we have like an income statement from somebody? Do we have like that guy on TikTok that's like telling guys to fucking...
Hey, we're pioneers.
We're gonna set the market.
Did the people on the Mayflower have a fucking Google Maps of America? No,
they still went
on the voyage.
But one of the things with this, I was thinking is, not only do we get to make some money, it's a nice little workout.
Oh, this is your guys' master plan to get me in the gym.
Dude, I want buff Garrett, dude. Could you imagine you buff?
Yeah, I already told you the other day when you told me that I could get a month free at the gym. I'm coming to the gym.
He's gymming it up, dude.
Okay, I have trust in that.
And he's going to be rich because he's going to be doing push-ups for money.
Big trust.
I would start to phone it in, though. I'd start to fake it. You think they'd be able to notice a fake it? Like, just if like, I was just, because if they're already getting rid of the video anyway, or some of them probably like the video too. If you kind of point of view it, it looks like you're getting fucked.
No, they probably just like to see you doing
something. How about we just fuck each other on camera for money? God forbid.
Why are we making this so complicated?
I don't
know. We could just do that.
I don't know what I was thinking.
That's simple.
All right, next thing.
John. Okay. Shut the next thing.
Okay. This one. So we talked about how we wonder if whiskey clit is a thing.
Okay.
I actually got it broken down. There's 4 stages.
Okay.
This is from a girl. The first stage is hurricane clit.
Hurricane clit.
That shit's storming. It's squirting. It's bustling. It's
we all know that one.
It's wetter than ever.
Yeah.
Second stage, we've got swamp clit. Okay.
Oh, it's just been damp.
It's wet, but it might not be because of you. It could just be the environment's a little warm.
Well, you also have to like find it.
Yeah.
You guys know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're rummaging through
like
the swamp.
It's not like you swipe a hand down there and you're like, oh, fuck.
There it is.
It's like,
there's some ridges that
you make some moves and you're like, oh, there's something.
That's kind of every time though. But okay.
There's an alligator in there.
I'm learning things.
Yeah. So it's wet. It's ready to go.
Well, Morgan's confused on the part where it's wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. How okay. How are we getting it wet? Yeah.
She didn't break that down. Yeah. Then confused. 3 is whiskey clit.
Okay. Morgan's like, is 4 the last stage?
3 is whiskey.
When do I come?
You already did. Way late.
Spit everywhere.
You already did. It happened already.
Okay.
This is after for them.
This is for you.
This would be that end point when you're like,
I rarely make
when
this
you
far.
Say like, give me 5.
Yeah.
You know, in these 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But whiskey clit is, it's wet.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening though. Okay. We're not getting there. Then you've got jerky clit.
Oh God.
Okay. Jerky clit
Jack
is,
Link's clit?
You simply cannot hydrate that fucker. This is a roast beef that has been out in the sun.
Like you spit on it and it evaporates immediately.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
Not jerky that I know clit. What that means.
It's the Arizona like, streets during the summer.
Yeah. It's
you can fry an egg on that.
You
puppy.
Know when like they show you McDonald's after like 30 days in your car, it still looks the same, but it's just like rock hard.
Yes.
Yeah. It's that sort of deal.
Kind of like my penis. What?
And I already said sorry before step one, right?
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are the clits.
those are them.
Go get more booze. Yeah. Give a fuck.
Okay. So I got one last game for you guys. It's a blind rank.
Blind rank.
Okay. This is going to be the blind rank of places you are glad you didn't go.
Oh, blind rank's one of my faves.
Oh, yeah. Blind rank. That's so much fun.
This is places you're glad you didn't go.
Okay.
The first one is Burning Man this year.
Wait, can I get a little recap? It was just like rainy as fuck and like they couldn't get out, right?
Yeah, they're stuck there. It's rainy, muddy, like tents are just slogged.
You can't get
in or out.
So Burning Man is 7 days long.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's a week long festival.
That's aggressive.
So day like 6 or 7 even. Might have started on like 5. There was an insane downpour. Cars could not move. People take RVs there. You're not going to get it.
Yeah. So you literally couldn't drive on the stuff because your car would just sink into the mud and get stuck.
And
like, there's videos
that,
of people's
cars literally,
just fucking stuck.
They literally, like, the police closed the roads. They're like, you're not, even if you could get out, you're not allowed to leave. So for like a full day or two, they were not even allowed to leave. And then sun came back out, dried it up pretty quick, much like Morgan's glances do. Mm-hmm. And they were allowed to leave.
Yeah.
So they were. Imagine after a 7-day bender, you're stuck in the middle of the desert in mud for
that would be fucking god awful.
People died because they didn't have enough food and like
no, I don't think anyone died.
No, somebody got sick and died.
No, people got electrocuted by their generators going out to restart their generators and
really
it was in water and they died.
You could get fucking electrocuted by your generator and fucking
yeah,
you're toasted.
It was like there's like 3 inches of water everywhere,
stuck in mud. Yeah,
fuck.
I'm telling you, there was more than like 5 deaths. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Really?
I thought no one died.
That sucks.
Okay, but that's one of them.
This is why I'm the news guy.
Mm-hmm. This is why he's in, okay, so that was one, and this we're doing top 5?
Yeah.
Okay,
this is a list of 5.
I'm going to go, because I have a feeling one of them's Auschwitz, so I'm going 4.
Oh, this is 4? You're going low?
This would be like you really didn't want to go would be number one.
Yeah, I'm going four.
Well, because okay, the plane is...
I'm going four.
I know the plane is on there. No, that's too...
I think Auschwitz is on there. I'll be baffled if it's not. I'm going four.
Okay.
What are you going for? Morg, will you agree?
Yeah, you guys got to come to
a consensus. Dude, I'll go five here. I can make it through this.
Okay.
I could make it through that. And also, you're coming off like one of the best weeks of your life. I'll go five.
Okay,
five.
I'm chilling, dude.
Easy five. He thought he was going to get us with that.
Yeah. Easy five.
Yeah, we have.
He didn't even know people died and he thought we were
going to get it. Dude, this is going to be all World War II for
Okay.
Normandy.
The next one is Firefest.
Okay, that one's definitely worse than Burning Man.
Yeah. No, that's my four, dude. I would love to be there.
It's worse than Burning Man, but it's four.
And okay. Number two's coming up.
Well, remember you paid how much money for Firefest.
Oh, so we would put that five. Do we get to switch?
No, you have to keep it.
No, that's
you
four.
You have to stick with your rank.
Oh, I want to go there.
Around.
Like, Burning Man is not as bad as Firefest. But we have to put it four because...
Both of them, though. I still like them both.
So the four and five is where we have...
Wait, side note. So there is the Firefest two. And he just started like a fresh TikTok. And
yeah.
Watching him talk to it with like 300 followers is just fucking...
He's such a fucking loser.
So that was four.
That was four.
Like, because it had to be.
Yeah. The next one is a plane bound for Barcelona from Atlanta.
I knew the plane was going to be on there.
It's got to be on there.
Okay. That would be funny to me again.
You'd also be asleep within the first 5 seconds.
Dude, somebody shit on the plane. I wake up immediately. I don't even know.
You'd wake up in Barcelona somehow. You would have made it there.
Dude, where's everybody else?
Yeah. Dude, I'd be like, can I stay on?
What's the big idea? Yeah. Smells like my mattress.
Yeah, I'm staying through to the final destination on that one. Three, sure.
I'll go three.
Okay.
Poop plane fucks.
Okay. The next one is Maui for vacation.
He
reversed us.
Yeah, yeah.
You reversed us? That's not fun. Put Auschwitz.
I think there's something worse coming.
You think we did this right? No, fuck Maui.
I think he did it in reverse order.
Oh, Maui just burned. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, you would have died.
Okay, probably. We got to go one there.
No, I have a feeling something way worse is coming. We got to go two.
Okay, we'll go two there.
Okay, two.
Auschwitz.
The last one here is Wuhan in 2020.
Yeah, that's a clean one.
Okay, I feel like we won.
Just right in the middle of the outbreak.
Yeah.
Would have been a fun vacay. You're just there eating some, you know, fried bats and then all of a sudden
caterpillar shit. Whatever.
Yeah.
It would have been sick to be like the person who flew back from Wuhan to bring it to America.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, be the
patient zero.
Like, patient zero in America.
That would be lit.
Dude, could you imagine being the guy that let that
You're
shit out?
You're patient zero for a few things.
AIDS.
AIDS.
Well, they came out with a new one. They have HIV, AIDS, and then what do you have?
HAIDS.
HAIDS.
Yeah.
Duh. The Haitian AIDS.
Off topic.
Yeah.
No, I'll let you finish your bit.
No, there's no topic. That was it. That was the whole thing.
Okay. There's no topic, Garrett.
Yeah, there's no topic.
I feel like we played that well.
Yeah. Oh, no, you guys did pretty good.
Well, only because we learned from the last time. There's always a bigger fish, right? There's always
that's why I'm lulling you guys to sleep with this one. This one seems, you know, tame and fine.
Yeah, no, they didn't lull us to sleep. I still found it enticing and
well, I mean, yeah, I could have. If you think that I didn't think about throwing in an Auschwitz or a, you know.
All right, next week I'm doing it.
A Nagasaki.
It's Auschwitz, Birkenau, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, and
Morg's last birthday party.
Chuck E. Cheese with priests.
Any engagement party I've ever been to.
Oh, okay.
No, but
recover.
New M. Night Shyamalan film, Knock at the Cabin, went in with low expectations.
Oh, that was the new one.
The newest one.
I actually had high expectations for that. I thought it looked good, and I was scared that I thought it looked good.
Have you seen it?
No.
It is good.
It's good?
It's a good. Not good, good.
Is it better than
it's
old?
Good. It's a 7. It's a 6-8.
Is it better than old?
Didn't even bother watching old.
Old is bad.
Old looked bad. I actually watched
old's on my, what is it on HBO?
I watched the first 10 minutes of old.
Yeah, HBO. It is on Max right now.
I see it every time on there as suggested.
No, it is on HBO Max right now. And I watched the first 15 minutes and then I put on Knock at the Cabin. This one's actually good.
Oh, it's already on HBO.
Knock at the Cabin? Yeah. It's on Prime for free.
Oh, nice.
Wait, what is it called?
Knock at the Cabin.
Oh, I got something to watch. You know what else we need to watch? Sorry to
No, you're good.
If you have any more review.
Off topic.
We need to watch Shane Gillis stand up. We haven't watched it yet. It's on.
Oh, is that on?
We haven't watched the whole thing. Yeah, I've seen.
We haven't watched the whole thing. You watched 52 minutes of it.
It's only 52 minutes long, so no, I didn't watch it. But no, Knock at the Cabin, for the record, it's about like the apocalypse. That's the only reason I brought it up. It's actually good.
Okay. It's about the apocalypse?
Well, yeah. So I'll give you the premise without ruining anything.
Okay.
It's about this gay couple staying in a cabin with their
Asian
daughter.
Oh, I did see the thing for this.
And this like group of like four people shows up and knocks on it, and they're like freaking them the fuck out. They're all carrying like massive like scythes and shit. And they're like, we're not opening the door. They break in and they claim that they had these visions where these are the only people that could prevent the apocalypse from happening through sacrificing one of them.
Ooh.
And then shit starts going down where they start believing them, and you really can't tell if it's manipulation or if it's real. And it's a good fucking movie.
Okay.
I wouldn't say to not watch it.
Okay. We are going to count
you
the
said
sides.
You didn't have news. That was news. That was big news.
Yeah.
That was news. That was
Shyamalan's
news.
Back.
Yeah.
News. Shyamalan's back.
Put it back.
We're going to count the sides.
It's still, he's still sub seven.
Make a clip of just him saying sides.
Yeah. Please. We're going to count how many sides are in there, but yeah,
I need to see at least two sides for there to be that verbiage.
Verbatim, they showed up with scythes and shit.
And I'm not even confident I can tell you what a scythe is.
Yeah. It's the
it's
Reaper.
It's a Grim Reaper thing. Yeah. No, they show up with scythes. No, I'll back that up after you.
No, they've got scythes.
No, they've
got
scythes.
That. Okay, I trust that. I could trust that.
If there's sides in it, you should have just led with that.
That was a huge recall. Are you arrested?
Yeah. I've not had an all-nighter in like almost 3 weeks.
Sleep on that.
No, we did one last weekend.
Almost 8 days.
No, that's a healthy...
It's not an all-nighter if you sleep all day.
Yeah, that's true. That's an all-sleeper.
All-nighters like stay up and then stay up. Yeah. But if you go to bed at 6 and sleep till 6, that's not an all-nighter.
Oh, yeah. John's so funny when he stays up all night.
Yeah. I couldn't sleep for shit. I was just stuck up all day. It got to the point where it was like...
Oh, yeah. No, I retract. Me and John had one like last Friday, too.
Oh, yeah. So almost a week. We've almost got a full weekend.
I just have to alternate and hope neither of you talk about it.
I'd love to see a compilation of just how many times we fucking say that. Same thing.
Just what? That we haven't done it for a long time and then we just remember that we did it the day before.
So at least like once every 3 weeks, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, it takes that long to forget how long it's been.
Yeah.
And to run it back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break from the show. September is here, and I want to take a second to talk to you about self-care. When it comes to making an impression, proper grooming is essential to looking and feeling your best when you walk in a room. That's why the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped, are committed to helping men around the world walk and talk with some swagger this season with the best grooming tools on the market.
What voice are you doing?
Yeah, what is that?
What is the voice?
It's my Manscaped voice.
It's your Manscaped? No, it's his Manscaped voice. Let him cook. Let him cook.
Join the 9 million men worldwide.
You're doing different now, though. Okay. To go back.
You had a different...
Let me do it.
That's it. Now
you got to find it.
Join the 9 million men worldwide. Who trust Manscaped and enjoy this offer. 20% off and free shipping with code NOFOMO.
No FOMO.
At manscaped.com. Don't neglect your beautiful self and get right this fall with Manscaped. For the sleekest version of yourself, Manscaped has you covered from head to toe.
Head to toe.
Starting with their brand new, Beard Hedge Trimmer.
Beard Hedge Trimmer.
So remember... That's 15. Is it 20% off?
20% off and a free shipping.
It's not get a free shipping at themanscaped.com. Code NOFOMO. Now we're back to the show.
All right. So anyway, I know we touched base on the Logan Paul debacle last week, but there's been some recent developments. Andrew Schultz, comedic genius, had him on his podcast immediately following the blow up at the press conference of the debate.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the fuck you want to call it. And Logan claims that he had already known about anything that was true and anything exterior to that just simply wasn't true. So there wasn't an official body count presented, but he's claiming it's not even like a hundredth of what Dylan Danis is claiming. So
a hundredth and not even a hundredth.
Well, I mean, he's throwing out some numbers.
What's it? What was his?
Danis?
Yeah. I think it was like 60 or 70.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, no, we've talked about pretty much everyone. And they're like, oh man, that must have been super embarrassing. And then Schultz is like, but DiCaprio, right? And he's like, yeah, that was pretty fucking sick. But like, who are we believing at this point, boys?
Well, she has no reason. If she's got him in her corner, lie. Lie till you die. She has to lie in this scenario, especially yeah. with the fight just coming up.
Well, okay, so who's he gonna believe, right?
He's the, cucked out.
The troll he's fighting, who he also claimed he doesn't even think will actually show up to the fight.
See, that's a tough fight, though.
Because he's done this before.
Because the size difference is so...
Yeah.
But here's my thing. Quit fucking boxing, dude. It's fucking lame. If you're going to do it, do UFC or
so get I the fuck actually out. Respect Logan more than I respect Jake. Because Jake wants to be a boxer, and he hasn't fought a fucking boxer. Logan is just... He's overtly and outrightly claimed that he's doing this just for fucking clout. Like, he does WWE wrestling. Like, he's just doing this because it's entertaining. He's not saying... He said he wasn't even planning on taking a fight again in boxing until Dylan Danis started talking shit.
No, but Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz, Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson. This is different, guys.
I'm talking about the other brother.
Yeah, but no, I would say Jake Paul is kind of respectable, but it's not 100%.
No, I'm saying Logan isn't even trying to be respectable. Jake's trying to be a boxer.
Yeah, but I'm saying Logan's a bitch. Like, you don't get to talk shit and then do, like, this boxing bullshit.
No, like, he wasn't even. Dylan was attacking him.
Yeah, so back it up. Fucking step in the UFC.
That's exactly what I just said.
What do you mean?
Why
do you need to go into the UFC if you're both boxers? Why do you have to do something neither of you? Well, because that other guy's not a boxer, and I just think boxing's bitch
shit. Isn't he a boxer? I could have sworn he was a boxer. Dylan Danis, no. Dylan Danis is Conor McGregor's fucking, like, coach.
I mean, yeah.
But he legitimately probably half the size of Logan.
Yeah, Logan's like 6'2", could probably be one.
I just think if you're going to let... Yeah, I agree with you on one part.
Yeah.
Fully. Like, okay, if you're not trying to be a boxer, why fight some guy half your size strictly boxing when that's not what they do? Like, if someone's talking shit, challenge them to a fucking man fight with rules and gloves and whatever, but it's a fucking fight, right? It's a brawl, which is within UFC rules. Like, would be considered a real man-to-man fight.
Yeah.
No matter what rules are involved, that's a street brawl an octagon.
Yeah, I just think if you're gonna be a full-grown ass man and be talking shit on the internet, make it fucking
like if you're gonna fucking chirp back at someone who's chirping at you and challenge them to a physical fight, and not just say let's take it to the fucking ground.
Yeah, it's bitch shit.
Like, it's not like if that fight goes to points, I will kill all of them.
Well, it's all just
nuke. Like, if it goes to decision, I say nuke the entire arena.
To play a light devil's advocate, if someone's talking shit to me and I know that the fight is going to be televised, I would pick a fighting thing that I'm good at and could win.
Even if you're twice their size?
Yeah, I'd want to make sure I could win.
If I got
choked out because I don't know how to fucking do UFC.
Jay, someone's saying your girlfriend fucks 70 guys before you start dating her. And you want to beat them on points? You want them to hold your hand up and say, you won? No, I want to beat the living fuck out of
them. If this scenario happened to me, I would fight them without it being televised. I would just be like...
See, that's man shit. That's what I'm saying.
But if it has to be a televised event that I'm going to try and do, I'd try and pick something that I would win.
Well, they're just trying to do it for money, obviously. Yeah. But I will respect this. You guys should watch this, honestly. When I saw Logan on the... And I hate both the Paul brothers vehemently. Like, I wish them... Like, anytime they're in the ring, I hope they die. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not even kidding. I hope their head gets knocked off their body. But when I saw him on Schultz podcast, he was saying, like, someone from Danis's team or Danis himself, like, texted Logan when he found out he was going to be on the Schultz podcast, which is in New York, and said, you need to check in with it when you're in New York, bitch. And he's like, check in with who? He's like, me, motherfucker. He goes, he's like, I'm going to text him the address right now. When I'm done with this podcast, I hope this motherfucker pulls up. And Schultz was like, yo, we're not trying to get involved in this. He's like, don't text him our studio address, but like, we'll fucking come with you.
Yeah, we'll roll up.
But he was dead serious. And like, I don't know. I feel like he's mellowed out a lot but he's not trying to take boxing seriously like Jake is. Mm-hmm. Like, if Jake's trying to take boxing seriously, he lost to the only boxer he's ever fought, Tommy Fury, who's a mid-tier boxer.
Did he lose?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
And he's mid.
I the one thing I don't get about the Pauls is that their whole strategy is like making people hate them. Like they can't do it in like a cheeky way. Like when McGregor was talking shit, like
it wasn't to make people hate him.
Yeah.
He it was like, to just talk shit.
Like he was good at talking shit and you're like, oh fuck yeah, I fuck with this guy. But every time the Pauls do it, it's just like, this guy's a fucking
Well, the fact cool that dude. Even McGregor hates the Pauls is yeah. proof enough. Like McGregor's the best shit talker of all time. He did it with like somewhat of, I wouldn't say class. I don't know what you'd define it as, but there was a line where it's like,
he's a performer.
This is, yeah this is a
performer. He was good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like the Pauls are like, let's look at your history here. It's a joke.
Yeah, I
just haven't fought anyone who's even been a professional boxer besides what, Floyd Mayweather, who was retired and also twice your age.
Half
and
you're your also size?
Twice his size.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I just want them to do something like that's genuinely respectable or good.
Well, I think just boxing is in such a bad place where it's hard to even find someone who would bring the numbers that they want.
When's the last boxing fight you were like, that was sick? Well, that's what I'm saying. Can we stop doing it? It's so whack.
They themselves bring bigger numbers than the biggest boxer in the world right now who I couldn't even name.
I think it's Tommy Fury.
No, I think it's probably Ryan Garcia.
No, what's the big
oh, whatever dude. Fury.
Tyson Fury.
Yeah, but that would be a bloodbath.
Well, yeah, they're not. That guy's like 6'7".
Well, he's a heavyweight.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying like even they pull more than him and that's like the only boxer.
That's what I'm saying.
And I didn't even know.
So I could see why they choose the people they do because it's obviously big ticket names, but like they're not respectable fighters in the current era. Like I'd love to see Jake Paul fight fucking Izzy or anyone in the UFC and just get fucking raped.
Yeah, I just don't see
even challenge. Even if you're gonna challenge someone who's not in boxing, challenge someone who's not fucking retired. Challenge John Bones Jones to a boxing match. I'd love to see that.
Yeah. Wait. Speaking of him, did you see the debate between him and, or it's not between him and Tyson Fury, but it was on Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan said
when Izzy was on Rogan.
No, I forget who was on, but he was talking about how Jones would destroy Tyson Fury, and then Tyson Fury was like, oh, no, I'd fucking...
Who, John Bone Jones?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's
Fury
hard,
would
it's
get wrecked.
So hard to...
In what? In boxing?
That's what I'm saying. But John...
In boxing, it's different.
John is such a good boxer, though.
He is, but I mean... Like, I'm pretty sure
I
that,
just don't... I'm
pretty sure that Tyson Fury guy is 6'7".
Like, fighting
oh, he's
is,
huge.
Fighting is the only thing where, like, people don't delineate, like, yes, fighting as a group of a sport is a thing, but there's boxing, there's jiu-jitsu, there's all these different things. Obviously, UFC, the reason it's so successful is because it's MMA.
Real. Yeah.
It's a combination of all those things, but boxing's not in that.
Yeah.
You can't say someone... Because there's plenty of fucking UFC fighters who suck at boxing, but they're ground and pound guys, and they will fuck up anyone.
That's what I'm saying. If it's an argument, that's like saying LeBron would beat...
like
he's different, though. I think if you
Deshaun put, Watson but at like, freehand coming.
Like yeah, if you said LeBron was better than like Megatron at being a receiver or at football or something, it's like they don't play
it's like,
the same
yeah,
sport.
He could be if he trained they that his whole life,
sport.
But he's not. Because he actually could be.
But I think if you put like LeBron in the UFC, I think it would be a problem.
But okay,
you give him 2 years.
If any athlete trained at another sport, they'd probably be good at it. But yeah, if I was just straight up to say LeBron would be better
if you gave
than
LeBron
someone who plays that sport at like this time, it's a,
like if you gave
well,
LeBron
just, he's a world champion in anything.
You gave LeBron 1 year against John Bones Jones, he's getting knocked out in 30 seconds.
Oh yeah, I guess my point is I think LeBron James could be world champion.
No, I think there's people who are
if he did the sport.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Jake Paul's not an athlete. I'm not saying Logan Paul's not an athlete.
It's the same
I think
saying McGregor could be the best boxer if he was a boxer.
No, I'm yeah,
but I'm saying LeBron James could do any sport.
Yeah, I think he
I understand what you're saying.
He is 100%. He is a pinnacle athlete. He's the most physically superior human.
Yeah,
in our lifetime probably, but to say that. He could just jump into the octagon with John Bones Jones and not get legitimately murdered.
Oh no, he would get murdered now.
And that's not to say John Bones Jones couldn't have played power forward his whole life and fucked up.
Oh yeah, and his brother's in the NFL
and he would get wrecked in football too.
Yeah. So I just don't think that's why I think this fighting thing is stupid. It's like if you're gonna fight in the same sport.
Yeah.
Like those aren't the same. Boxing and UFC are not the same sport because some people's entire tactics are to get you to the ground and fucking choke you out. Not you know to why, sit there and go for points all day. Like
you know why all this shit started? Because they took away the show Pros vs. Joes. You ever watch that?
Pros vs. Joes. I remember it.
I remember the name.
They used to have professional athletes come in and compete in little like drills against regular people.
And they get fucking sauced.
It's the funniest thing in the fucking world.
Yeah.
They would just have like an old NFL running back come in and just run people over in like a...
I do remember this. They had
like an Oklahoma, they would just do Oklahoma.
They had like Ricky Williams after he got banned from the NFL.
Yeah, he just truck sticks people, and all these guys are in there talking shit because they're literally like thinking like, "Oh, dude, yeah. I'm good at every sport."
Morgan would have been on that show. Just,
yeah. Oh, you would have so been in there.
I have a shot.
No,
exactly why you would have been on the show. You give me 6 months, I have a shot.
You're not giving me six months.
I bet you every one of those guys had the exact same thing.
Yeah, but I'm built differently. Come on.
Exactly. We should bring it back.
Conversation's over.
I'm built differently. Okay, but anyways, back to the girl part of that. The
There was no girl part of that.
Yeah, Logan Paul's girl thing.
Oh yeah, we went on a tangent.
What was I thinking about that?
We were saying, whose side are we on here?
Who do you believe?
Not her.
Well, I definitely don't believe Dylan Danis.
You can't believe him either, though. He doesn't know anything.
Okay, Logan's kind of point was, yeah, there's people that he's already discussed with her that she's dated in the past. He knows about. But he was just posting any picture she's ever taken with anyone. And saying, "Oh, I have proof that they fucked," but he's yet to provide any proof.
Okay, but that's funny as fuck. But
no, no, he literally got to the point where he said, "I respect his troll."
Yeah, that's funny as fuck. But I would argue, okay, even if she has personal pictures like just hanging out with some of these people, I would say
at a fucking Hollywood party.
No, like the one with fucking Ja Rule.
That's what I was literally just gonna say. That
wasn't that at his house? They got fucking dogs.
Probably a fucking house party.
Yeah. Okay, but anyways. Even if she just kissed those people, I don't know whether or not it happened. I would say I'm still out.
Well, but that's not what we have evidence of. We have a picture.
Yeah, we have a picture of them together.
I'd take it. I'd take that evidence.
Okay.
Okay, but okay. If I could prove, or if she said that she made out with Riff Raff, Ja Rule, I'm out.
No, but that's you're already taking a side without even like hearing the point.
But what if she said that?
I know. What if she already told him that? And then all like there's.
No, I'm saying they're not even pictures of kissing. It's like a fucking.
If you're a Shaq.
Like if you're a young,
I'd kiss him.
If you're a young up and coming supermodel, yeah, you're gonna take a picture with fucking Riff Raff. Maybe you're kissing him on the cheek. Who gives a fuck? It's a fucking clout race.
No, I'm saying if I'm Logan and I'm talking to her about it and she's like, "No, we just like made out or something," I'm still out.
No, I'm saying I don't even think it's that far.
I'm giving you a hypothetical.
But I'm saying the facts of the scenario where he said, like, I heard Logan talking about it. He's like, "These are all like bullshit."
Why'd you pick Riff Raff and Ja Rule?
Because those are the worst ones on the list. Yeah.
So anyone else?
Like DiCaprio, it's like you could tell me he fucking threw her head through a wall.
Yeah, where do we draw the line? Yeah. DiCaprio?
Okay, if DiCaprio threw her head through a wall, then I'm out.
Really?
What about Tobey Maguire?
If he threw her head through a wall, then yeah.
I'd be fired up.
Tobey Maguire,
I'm in.
Morgan Freeman.
So you're saying you'd rather...
Morgan Freeman?
I'm just giving you IMGs. You just tell me.
Morgan Freeman, I'm still in. I'm going to make this as vague as possible because this has nothing to do with anyone's scenario.
I'm out.
I'm being vague. So you'd rather know...
Mr. Rogers.
Huh?
Mr. Rogers.
Will you let me fucking... Will you stop saying...
These are good.
You'd rather... I'm being vague. This has nothing... This is not a personal attack on anyone. You'd rather hear that your chick got clapped by like maybe like 4 or 5 guys in college than just hearing exclusively that Leonardo DiCaprio blew her back out to bits.
I don't love that.
No, my argument was if she made out with Riff Raff, I'm out.
No, I just said Leonardo DiCaprio threw her head through a wall and you said I'm out.
You did.
If he actually threw her head, if he fucked her and put her head through a wall, then I'm out, dude.
What if
he's fucking harder than me?
What if the walls were thin?
He has thick walls. We know this.
Yeah, it's Leo, dude. He's
like a
fucking... You think that's not a marble wall?
Come he's on. In a trailer on a shoot.
Okay.
Okay, then he's fucking her different. I'm out.
Yeah, that's...
I can't live up to that.
You should be out.
But honestly, how do you not know fucking Brad from fucking FICAP didn't blow her back out just as good?
Because I know Brad from FICAP. I used to be Brad from FICAP.
I just think just because they're celebrities doesn't make it like any gnarlier.
Okay.
Unless it's some scum like Ja Rule or Riff Raff.
I got another one.
Okay. Like there's plenty of guys that...
Steve Irwin.
Is that the fucking
Crocodile Hunter?
Well, he got his chest blown out.
Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin clapped?
Yeah.
He wrestled
her like an alligator.
I'd be out.
I'd be in.
I'd rather Leo fuck her than...
He like pinned one leg while he's fucking her?
Well, here's... Whole head like...
My angle is at least...
Clamped her mouth shut like...
My angle is at least Leo is like the best looking guy on the planet.
Yeah, I could accept that. Unless the head is through a wall.
Okay, head bounces off a wall. He tried to throw it
through
the wall.
We're just talking
bounce here. She's concussed.
Dribbled her. He just dribbled her.
He's like... poof, poof, poof.
Okay, I'm in. As long as the head doesn't break the surface.
If it doesn't...
Okay, I'm not saying he fucks her better than you. I'm just saying I'd be way more upset hearing like some fucking accountant fuck my chick than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm. Okay, fair.
Right?
No, because here's a counterpoint to that. Some accountant guy doesn't have a face that I'm going to see in movies all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, but at least
imagine the next
I would look that
the next Revenant comes out and you're like, I can't even watch it.
Yeah, he was blowing her back out.
I would look at that with reverence. Like, goddamn.
No, I can never watch Interstellar again.
Dude, yeah. If you're banging the same chick as Leonardo DiCaprio,
it's not even in that.
I think it would give me elite confidence.
But still, I couldn't watch it.
Would that not give you elite confidence knowing that you could bag the same chick as Leonardo DiCaprio?
No. Bag is different than date.
No.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. Shout out Leo.
I got a good one.
I'm just saying there's plenty of scenarios we don't know about because we don't care to ask about in girls' lives that are far less cool than banging the same chick as Leonardo DiCaprio.
How about this? It's McConaughey. He got her to do the voice when like the all right. She did that when he was fucking her.
Okay, now I'm not.
I know he does that every time.
No, she did it. She, I know. Like,
he's married with three kids.
She was getting plowed so hard that she was like, all right.
I know he's done that.
Yeah.
No, the worst part is she did that like instinctively with you.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh,
she did a callback.
See, yeah. Fucking, what if? Okay, so you're all in on the Leo thing. You're all in on the Leo. Then she starts mid, like you're going down on her. She just starts a monologue from Inception.
I'm in. It's my favorite movie. I'll start.
She dreams within a dreams, you babe.
I'll start saying the same words. I know every word.
She starts spinning a top when you're fucking her.
I'm in.
Good,
because that fucker keeps spinning.
It does. That's on paper.
All right, but that was good. Good news. Fun. But okay, so the last
one was really good news.
I told you I have news. That all stemmed from the look. Okay, see, yeah. I told you I had at least.
That was good, dude. He's got it.
I'm the news guy.
This week with the news, what do you got?
So this one's from our dear best friend Austin Gale. Do you remember this?
No, in the chat.
What's the public opinion on getting milked?
Okay, so we have to give some context on this. Can we play the voice recording? I'll play it right.
Yeah, here. If you could pull that up. Does it save that long?
Ooh. I mean, I have iMessage. Yeah.
He keeps them.
And I saved it.
He keeps them.
I saved the fuck out of that.
What's that chat called?
Something bad.
It's some drugs, I think.
Drug money?
Hold on. Give me this. Even if we had to cut this.
It's a street. Is it Street Meat Elite?
Oh, Street Meat Elite is the group text name.
No, it's not. No, it's not that.
Oh, that's our. That's just.
Oh,
our
is it Gangbangers?
Oh, yeah, it is Gangbangers.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not in one called Street Meat Elite.
That hurts. Oh, that'd be a fun thing to do. Fucking group chat names.
No, that would be too hurtful.
Yeah.
Just hearing all it, like, I couldn't handle that.
Gangbangers isn't coming through either.
No, it's something else.
Oh, it's like,
I'm just going to search Gale.
There you go.
Nice.
Dude, he's firing.
It's called Legs.
Legs.
It's called Legs. That has legs.
Or Senders.
Senders.
It's that one. It's that one. Oh, yep. Here it is. Okay. I'm going to play this for the people.
Real close.
We got a call in from Austin Gale.
Checking in. Question for the No FOMO podcast. Others can weigh in. What is the current collective opinion among males of getting milked? Obviously, you have your standard hand job, but I see some of these pornos, these guys on hands and knees getting milked. Maybe a little tongue in the ass. Say, hey, is it sick? I'm looking for the consensus. Thanks.
Thank you, Austin Gale.
Thanks, AG.
Our absolute tried and true best friends in the world.
Okay, so what is the consensus?
So getting milk is like almost like you're... to say
what is that? We need to do this, the summit on milking.
To say there's even a consensus, like anyone knows what we're talking about,
like,
is obscene.
No, there's people on either side, but the group majority is.
Yeah, so for anybody that doesn't know what it is, it's when you're standing up and it's like, one or more people are feverishly trying to make you come.
It's like milking you like a cow.
Yeah, they're milking you like a fucking cow.
You're not just getting sucked off, you're not just getting beat off, you're getting milked.
Yeah. It's not about the act, it's about the result.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it gay? No. That was one of the questions. I'm going to say no.
It's no.
Well,
it's,
I know.
Is it
I know.
Straight? No.
I mean, if a girl's milking you, I don't think it's.
Are we talking cow noises? Like, what do we got going on? Do I have to moo?
See, I just don't think any of us have ever heard of the act of milking until he brought this question.
No, I've been there.
I do milking, but for them.
Yeah. Beef jerky milking?
No. Titty milking.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I go baby wants his baba every
day.
Yeah,
exactly. I was just going to say baba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's the general consensus on it?
You know what? We might have to make a poll out of this. I don't know if we're.
Yeah. I
could
put this on the podcast on Spotify and have people
put a poll.
Don't think there's a scenario where.
Put the poll.
A one-on-one scenario, girls jerking you off, whether you call it milking or a hand job, it could be gay.
Okay.
It's not gay.
Here we go. Blind ranking. Girl walks up to you at the bar. Okay. She says, I want to give you a blowjob.
Cool.
One.
Oh, we're doing one to five?
Wait, what? One is worse?
We'll do three.
Yeah.
Three.
One is worse or three is worse? Three.
One's the best.
Okay. Three.
A girl walks up to you at the bar and she says, I want to give you a handy.
Two.
Two.
Now a girl walks up to you in the bar and says, I want to milk you like
number one.
Number zero.
I think we did it.
0.000.
It's pretty easy when you think about it.
I mean,
and it gets better.
If a girl ever walks up to me and said, I want to milk you,
it gets better the more difficult it is.
I think I just found the golden goose of the point. What's the purpose of milking a cow? To drink the milk, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If a girl wants to milk me, there's something behind that.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you can fuck a girl.
You can. I've heard that.
And she'll only let you come on her belly.
I heard that's possible. Yeah.
But if a girl asks,
some people have done it.
A girl asks to milk you. There's some sick shit behind that. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into the next episode of the FOMO podcast.
Make sure to vote.
Make sure to vote.
Yeah, I'll put
Thanks
that poll
for sticking
on
around. Put that in the poll.
It's been a fun one. Expect many more fun ones.